We are now resuming the meeting. It's 22 minutes after 4. Mr. Heine?
I've got the amortization schedule right here, and the payments are correct the way they had it. But after year 10, when we get no PBI, all those numbers turn red. That this 1383 needs to continue all the way across. And those numbers are whatever the 1383 minus that top line is. So it's going to cost us $650 a month for 10 years.
Basically reverses, and it costs us $70,000 is what it is.
That's right. And that's where I think, see, if we were doing the lease deal when we talked about it, that would be what we would have to pay back. Because the lease was only going to be for 10 years. So we would have to buy the system at 70-some thousand, whatever it was.
Well, with the lease, the reason I stayed away from the lease is...
Well, it doesn't matter. Let's not even go there, because it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is...
These numbers
will not work for us. Because, and I know what it is. It's because we can't go for the government...
We can't get
federal money. If we would have the federal money... We can make these numbers work, but we cannot do it. There's no way that this fire district can afford that kind of money. After 10 years, we would be... It's just not even worth talking about, as far as I'm concerned anymore. Until the federal government can step in for somebody like us, which maybe they will. They did it for schools last year. That's what Bill told me. That's why all the schools have solar. But
they actually... paid 100% for the schools
right.
to have this.
So maybe if we put pressure on our politicians, maybe fire districts can get the same response. But until then, we can't. We represent the taxpayers. They voted us in. There's no way we can put our taxpayers in the red like that for 10 years. So if you want my vote right now, I say we stop negotiations and quit wasting your time, and I appreciate everything you've done for us, but you have to see our point. It can't work. I also punched in for 10 years, a 10-year amortization schedule. At 10 years, the payment would be $2,142. So that would put us in the red all the way. So it just doesn't make sense either way. Anyway. And I'm sorry it doesn't, because I would be definitely for this. The only way we could make it happen is if we get some federal money.
Or if we had a 20-year monthly PBI.
Yeah, if we had a 20-year PBI, but they're not doing that.
Yeah.
A 20-year PBI would pay for the whole system, and they're not going to do that.
No.
But they do have you're able to stretch it out more, but it comes down...
Same dollars.
Huh?
Same dollars.
Yeah. Same dollars, but payments stretch out more. It might.
It just isn't going to work. I don't care if the interest rate was 2%. It's not going to work. We're going to be in the red eventually. If we were in the red for 3 or 4 years,
maybe
I could say, okay, well, in those 17 years, maybe the electricity will go up like you're saying, and we would be saving, and we wouldn't be in the red those last 3 years. But I'm hoping that the electricity doesn't double in the next 10 years, because if it does, we're all in big trouble. But again, I'm not throwing this totally out, but I'm saying right now, today, this year, there's no way this will work for us. It just can't.
Yeah, somehow the 1383 got left off the last...
Yeah, the last 9 years. And you can't do that. It's got to be read all the way down, and we can't afford to pay $8,000 a year for those last 10 years to purchase this system, and that's basically what it is. So it's cost us $80,000. I know then we would have a great deal down the road, but we can't put an extra $8,000 in our budget. Not with the way things are going and Tax
revenue is going down.
Going down. Tax revenue is going to be going down because you're seeing more houses in rural areas vacated. I can show you that. Maybe people that live in the rural, you can see it, because there's a lot of empty houses at this point.
Okay, let's open us up for discussion with the board that is here. I think Mr. Heine's made a real good point. Any other discussion that we want to talk about concerning that?
The only way I'd have any other discussion is if they could show us. I mean, I can't see it on this page how it would change, and I don't believe that it would. So I agree with Mr. Heine. There's no way we can do that.
Mr. Jones, any discussion on this?
You know, I'm just looking at the numbers, just trying to make sense of it myself. So I really don't know what to discuss.
I can see Mr. Heine's point. I want to ask Mr. Gomez, can you see our situation, concern, and concerns?
I want to figure one more thing. I think what's going to happen, but let me finish talking just a minute.
That's yeah. 10 years. This is the one. Oh, yeah. 331. The 6%, you know, is a good rate for commercial, but it's not a great.
I think what happens comes out to where it's the use up all its savings.
These lines continue up, but this, you know, this shows that we're saving $75,000.
How do you see it, Ed?
But it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
That bottom figure right here?
Yeah, but it doesn't because it costs us $80,000. Mm-hmm. This is adding, this is showing this here that this is.
You don't have a copy of it. You don't have a copy
of it. Oh, yeah. This is showing this is it's saving us that. Well, it isn't. All those numbers are wrong because you got to put that $1,300 in there. Oh, wow, this is 176.
Yeah, but that's the other impact.
Right.
Yeah.
But was that right?
What's that?
Did you guys?
I thought that was your guy.
I think what happened, what's going to happen, is right now you are. Here's what I think is going to happen now that I've seen the numbers. If you don't do this system on the 11th and 12th year, let's say this year number 12, you're going to be paying $6.53 for the electricity anyway. Okay?
Right. But we're going to be making a payment, though, of $13.83.
I realize that.
Plus, we're going to be making a payment. We won't be paying the electricity because.
You won't be paying electricity. So what's going to happen, it's going to go back like if you're paying electricity for the next several years, you're still going to be paying that. Okay?
Right.
And then, so you're going to be like breaking even for 8 years, and then
No. Let me show you what happens here. Go back to your payment line, 1383. And write that in all the way across those 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then change those numbers.
Well,
653, 654, all of those change them to red numbers. That's what's going to happen. And it's going to cost us $8,000 a year. Plus, or $8,000 a year is what it's going to cost us.
Okay, well, but if you don't do this, in those years, you're going to be paying $8,000 anyway because the electrical bill. In other words, it's predict if we were lucky enough for the electric bills to stay at only $6.53. Right now, this chart shows us being at $6.53 per month. Mm. Okay, and we multiply that times 12. You're going to be paying almost. almost $8,000 per year anyway. Okay? Regardless. You're going to be paying that. And so, hello?
Yeah, that's kind of going across.
But they're saying that Joe won't be in electric.
Okay, well, let me explain you what.
It doesn't matter. We're still. It doesn't change what I said. We're still paying $13.53 for electricity for 10 years. That does not change our numbers.
That didn't change nothing of what I said.
It still doesn't cost us $8,000 more.
It just basically reverses it. Costs us $70 instead of $60.
So what's going to happen here?
Yeah, because that bottom line right here, that $69,000 is not. He's not correct.
It doesn't change what I said.
No, exactly. If you want to do something nice for your wife.
Does anybody have a calculator?
Yeah, let me.
Doesn't matter.
1380.
Please.
Okay. Okay. Now, come.
We'll let them get off the phone.
But they're going to have their savings of $653. Okay. Okay. So when I subtract that.
Thank you.
Of $653. Then it's leaving them $730. Okay. So what happens on the 10th year is like if they were paying. Their electric bill will remain for those years until they pay it off. Then it goes free from there. Okay. Can you see that? In other words, where this chart is off is they're not going to have that $69,000 estimated cash savings. It's going to be closer to zero or a little bit in the red, but it will pay off.
And I should recommend you to Wayne Crane.
Because here's what's going to happen. The way it is right now, they're going to. If the electric rates stay the same, they're going to pay $7.30 per month.
Just to catch you up on the situation.
Times 12, they're going to pay $8,760 to keep this thing going.
Here,
okay?
Chart.
If they and do nothing.
Mr. Gomez is trying to get that.
If they do nothing, let's just.
Yes, it's for more.
Then they're going to pay.
The cost us forever. It cost us.
But on the 12th year. If the electric rates stay the same, they'll pay $653. Now, when I multiply $653 times 12, it comes to $78.63. So the amount that they're going red is $8,760 minus $7,836, $924 per year. That's where it's at, okay? And, And then that would happen for 10 years or 8 years or whatever's left, and then it's in the positive forever. Okay.
What's that times 12? Multiply that times 12.
I mean, nothing new is happening since
this morning. Not a problem. Not a problem. I'll explain that.
1382.
Okay, let me
Okay.
It's going to cost us $16,500.
Okay, and then multiply this.
What, this bottom line here in the corner? 79 instead of 75? Down there in the far
right.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Let's subtract that from this. And that's how much a year it's going to cost us more. It's not $100 or $1,000. It's $8,700 a month, a year more.
Is that for the whole loan of $153,000?
Yes.
Because if they're paying half of it off.
But they don't pay half of it off.
But somehow they
get that money back.
And that would go back towards the loan?
No, it doesn't.
It goes so it offsets it backwards.
That bill right here.
With the 13.5.
You get $791 from them. Subtract that. That's our payment.
So, Frank, did your office manager see the errors?
That payment comes up.
Excuse me.
Did your office manager see the errors that should have been in red?
He's at home right now, and he was not able to tie back our office.
Plus.
But I. I got some figures.
Maybe that's the first one. I'm sorry. Here. Here we're in red the first month. Then we're up. Then we're up. Then we're up. Then we're up. And this shows how much we're up.
But this line that you're looking at, this shows red the first year, the black. Isn't that what? That's pretty much the amount that we track this gap at 50% as they're paying off. It starts at 96.5 and each year steps down.
So we're still making that angle.
You did?
We're still making
that angle.
Yeah, that didn't go on. That line should have kept on going.
We're still making this payment. It'd be different if we had.
Up here, this is the same amount of electricity that the department's using. So then, this is how much we pay $500.
Well, this is what I suggest.
I've got some figures here that are going to show some of my pros and cons. I have to do my hand. And then I'm going to make a copy of it and show you where we're actually going to be on the 20th year.
The way I expect to figure out the back.
Right.
Look at it.
I am not on here. This is
the actual
executive.
PBI is dead.
Everybody on the board has to be on there.
This is how much it is back.
Next statement.
And it'll be, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. They're going to pay us that back, but they're going to take their electric out of that. That's how they pay it back. That's what I was told.
Well, the only line that they aired, Candy, was the loan payment monthly was not extended.
I was just hoping we didn't have any.
And then everything on the PBI cap line, the first line that's in red, everything else following after that should have been in red. The next line below that, the annualized cash impact, that is in red. Everything beyond that should have also been in red.
At least that's the way we see it.
That's what we see so far. And then the impact, I'm not sure what the impact line, does anybody, should, well, I'm not sure if that should have been in red or not.
I don't know about that yet.
That one I'm not sure.
Yeah, it just basically turns all of those numbers 100% around because the 1383, it 653 comes off of that 1383, but it goes to red above that. So instead of being 653 black, it becomes 1383 minus 653. It becomes, is it 653? It's not. It has to be more than that.
What are you subtracting?
1383 minus 653, because we are positively impacted by that 653, but we're also negatively impacted.
So that's $730.
Yeah, so it's $730 every time it comes down here. It comes down to the fact that it's going to cost us. I figured that out a second ago. 149 minus 69, it's $80,000.
$8,000 a year.
Yeah, $80,000 more that it would cost us instead of the 69 savings. And I think that, again, those numbers stayed on this sheet because of the 30% that was going to be given for the grant. Right. Then it stopped after 12 years. That it did. But not this way it doesn't. It continues.
Well, we're not going to get the grant now.
Right, we're not eligible for the grant. Without the grant, it just makes it a moot issue. I'm afraid.
Well, I'm going to show you what your electrical cost could be after 20 years. Just a minute here.
Well, then it shows us that.
Yeah, well, but it didn't carry it out right. Do we have a calculator with a tape?
No.
650.
Because what I've done here is I've showed you that starting with this year one, your bill right now is 567. Times 12 equals 6804. And then what I've done is I've multiplied each year. This is your bill. This is what's predicted to be every year. And this is what you're going to be paying every year. Okay. For many years, you're going to be in the positive because of that.
I mean, it's easy to see. They're just running this number down to here and giving it as a positive because it says the system's paid for.
And this is predicted to go up 1.3% per year, which is very low because the annual nationwide is 5.5%. Okay, so I'm going to add all these up and see where we're at the end of the year, and then we're going to come up with a loan payment. Okay.
Well, Frank, this is. Mr. McCarter just pointed this out. This figure right here is coming down to here automatically every time.
Because it's showing that it's paid for, that the system's paid for, but the system.
But the system is not paid for.
We still owe $1,383 all the way through.
So, what I propose or what I suggest that you do is go back, point this, if this was put into the system, if this is a program system, it would come out showing these portions down here, at least these two lines.
That's exactly
right, red.
Up here. But the numbers you see here?
This would go to 739, or this would go to 730 negative, this would go to 729 negative, this would go to...
The point I'm making is that negative amount is what you would be paying for electric bill anyway.
No. We wouldn't be paying $1,300 and some dollars.
No, you're not going to pay $1,300. You're going to because
yeah, we are. We have a $1,300.
I realize that, but when you deduct the savings off of it, it comes out to what the electric bill would be.
What savings?
Which is,
in other words, you're not going to have an electric bill during that time.
Right.
Okay. So what's going to happen is let's look at this 12 year.
I understand that, but still, we're paying $8,000 more. Then our electric bill.
It should be 730 times 12.
I'll review it at the next meeting, but I got it.
Okay.
Okay. 1383 is the payment, okay?
Mm-hmm. And if you take that 653 away from that, that's 730.
Okay, so it's like if you were paying a $730 bill.
You don't know.
Okay, so what I'm going to add across here is starting right here, 6804.
And do wheelies.
7704. Oops. 7704. 7716. 7728.
Oh, I see. You're just adding those figures out there. Yeah.
7740. 7752. 7764. 7776, 7788, 7712, 7824, 7836, 7848. 7860.
Well, while he's doing that, let me ask you.
Okay.
Basically, what this system is going to cost us, do you have a bottom figure of what that's going to cost us in a 20-year period? 80? Is it going to be 80?
Yeah, 80,000.
80,000, basically, is what it's going to cost us.
Well, it's going to be...
Are we on the equipment then?
May I borrow your pen?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be
$396. And it's going to be
not forgetting the total cost is $331,000.
That's all offset with the program.
Okay.
Okay, if you do nothing, the number I come up with is you're going to spend the next 20 to 148,000. That's if the rates only go up at this at that rate. They could go up more. Okay?
Yeah, but that's for the whole 20-year period.
20 period. Now, what I'm going to show you is what you're going to pay with the system. You're not going to pay 148,000. Okay?
Now, is this just for this
no.
station?
Yes, we're only doing the station.
So it's 148,000 predicted for 20 years.
For 20 years, and that's if the rates only, if they stay at 1.3.
And that's at the low end.
That's on the low end. If they go up, then this number goes up.
So we can say, basically, let's start off at 150,000 to 175,000 we're going to pay in a 20-year period for electricity at this station.
I don't think that's a big deal.
I'm
not showing it to you yet. I'm not showing it to you yet.
Okay,
give me a second here.
Yes, that's what
we're doing. You have a long way to go.
Okay, good.
Okay. Start talking.
So
I'm going to start counting.
33 at 12 is your 396. Mm-hmm. And then 1383 at times 12 times 9 is your 149,364.
Okay.
And this number's correct, 69,838. The only thing is it's not being offset by this number.
Now, here's what Mr. Gomez has come up. It's going to cost us in 20 years $150,000 in electrical costs at a low ballpark figure. It could go up to 175 at maybe an average figure or a higher figure. So we're looking at spending $150,000 in 20 years for electricity without the system. 150 to 175. So that's where we stand right now.
Okay, got it.
So he's coming up with a figure right now. Let me write some of these figures down too. 150.
Okay, you're pretty well at the break-even point right here at this 12th year. And what I did is I didn't calculate every month. I just took this first one and ran it across. Okay. At this 12th year, you're pretty well breaking even. Okay. What's going to happen is, on the 12th year, it's going to go into like you're paying your electric bill again, but a little bit higher. In other words, your electric bill is programmed to be $654 in the 13th year, and it's going to be $729, okay, on the 12th year. Because you're going to continue to make the $1383 payment, but it's going to be offset by the savings.
Well,
so the difference is going to be, in other words, you're going to be paying $600 or $700 a month on the 12th year, no matter what.
Yeah, but here's my calculations, Bill, and the rest of the board members that are here. So if we pay $150,000 for electricity in 20 years, we have a choice of spending that much in 20 years, or
spending
the figure,
$69,000.
The figure that Bill came up with, $80,000.
Well, he's got the same logic I did.
Same 20-year period.
My figures might be a little bit off, but I'm coming up with about 69.
Okay.
But whether it's 69 or 70, what he says.
Yeah. So, and this is a low ballpark figure. 175 is more realistic to me. In a 20-year period, or do we want to pay 80,000 in a 20-year period?
Now, let me subtract. I think maybe that...
Does that make sense, Bill? Is that
no, wrong? That's... No, okay. No, you guys are off there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This doesn't work.
No, let me know how I'm off.
That's okay, because it's all being done here for you already. It's this 567 is being taken into account, this 642. And this is monthly figures. It doesn't tally it for you, but I mean, I can do that for you real easy.
Yeah, well, Frank,
it averages
that
all the way across.
What number did you come up with down here for the actual cost, 79?
Yeah, just
but
put in...
That switches this number to... Okay,
but put
what
in
that
a,
does
put
is
in
it makes this number right here, instead of being positive, which it is now, it makes this number 79,922 negative.
Negative, which
I
assume figured anyway.
See, what I did here is I added, what if you don't do anything, this is where you're going to be.
Because
at 20 years.
If you multiply 600, just go ahead and multiply 680, 600 in say $700.
Let's do this. 663 plus 567 plus.
What did you write down?
This one.
148?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't you read my writing upside down?
No. I thought that was not a four. That's good. I got it up.
You know, yeah. I can get that abuse at home from my husband. Are you sure that's a four? Sure it's a four, honey.
Actually, it's
we had those figures right here. 652 times 12 is $7,824 that we would pay a year. And if you multiply that by 20 years, correct? But we get pretty close to $150,000.
Right.
In electric bills. And that's what I'm basically saying. We pay $150,000 to $175,000 in.
Okay, so if you want to look at it that way, this system's going to pay that electric bill, but we are going to pay 1383 times 12 times 20.
It's right on 31.
We're going to pay 331,000. We're going to pay 331,000 to save 148,000. It's not going to work.
No, you're not paying that much because you're actually coming down to the middle of the road here.
Yeah,
where you break even. You're going to break even right here.
We got all this money back. We got this figure right here. PBI. Where's the PBI again? Right here. 791.
Okay, but it shows that. It does that all through these calculations all the way to here. It does that.
Right.
It does these.
So if we take this 791 times 12 and multiply that by 20, that's our payback. Correct?
But it's figured in. It carries.
Yes, but if we don't figure that in and just to do it ourselves separately, say we take this, to round it off, say $800 for 12 months is, what, 16,000?
Okay, this is where you're at the first year.
16,000 back for 10 years is 160,000.
It's already showing us that. You know? It's showing us the $7,172, and then we go into negative numbers. This number has to carry. It has to carry on through. This is what we end up spending $80,000 to get our electricity free after 20 years. I'm not sure that's right. What? That's $4,000 a year if we average it out. Right.
Why isn't this number carried through? Why didn't
the mistake,
get
a glitch?
Okay.
And I would like to see that corrected.
Yeah.
But you're right. We're going to end up paying $80,000.
You've got a payment
for a system.
Okay. Now, if you multiply that.
That would have paid $150,000 to $175,000 that we would have had to pay if we didn't have the system.
How much is a service contract?
Am I seeing that wrong?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
These things do not last 20 years.
Obviously wrong then.
Yes.
Okay. You'll have to show me that.
Yes, you are because
we already because I don't think you're seeing the payback.
Okay, you're
implication being put in there.
You're going to be saving this much money,
right?
So then I'm going to.
What's the service on these things? Because I know they don't live.
25 years warranty for the service.
The warranty is for 25 years. The warranty, but the life expectancy they don't even
see,
know where it's at.
Are you going to work for the next 20 years?
Let's just say we don't have to.
Somebody else will.
And we make monthly payments.
The companies that we're dealing with are old companies.
And in 20 years,
solar will keep going.
We have this figure right here.
If they're warranted for 25 years, and the life expectancy, they don't even know where it's at.
Okay.
Because there's nothing to wear out of.
Say in 20 years,
it just keeps on going.
You get this loan out.
It just keep on going.
And in all actuality, the loan is going to cost us $80,000.
Solar pool is not, I'm not going to say it's a joke, but
without any payback or anything like this.
That's all the design.
But see, it's showing us our monthly cost estimated is $5.67 a month. That's right. We get from them $791. We pay $1383.
Plastic that's put out there that's going to deteriorate. The sun's going to heat it up.
What's this made out of?
Glass. It's glass.
So a rock.
See, now this is one place where I just I
a rock can
but
off
it's
of
all
it?
Figured in there already.
Yeah, but if we just go with this figure, this 1383 is what we're going to be paying.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that with amortization at $331,000 at the end of 20 years.
Let me look at this. 1383 minus 791 they're going to give us back.
And what I did here, just
for that makes $592. There's your $25 difference. And then $567 that we're saving, that costs us $25. This $1383, the $791 they give us back, the $567 we save, costs us $25 the first year because we're only saving $567. Then the next year,
$25 a month for 1 year.
Right. The next year, they jump us up to 642. Why? I don't know. Because it doesn't jump that high after that, but it jumps us up to 642. It's already figured in there. This is what we're saving. This is, we're saving this by doing this. But if we just pay the electric bill, it costs us 642.
I do, but can you see what I need to show?
We're going to be paying $331,000 to offset a bill of 140 some thousand plus, but then they'll give us back 96.
So
it costs us 79.
So okay. So good. That's what I needed to know. 331. It offsets us. What was that figure?
Okay. 150. Let's do this.
This is, and keep everything rounded.
Okay. 1383.
Yeah.
And it does this for us on a monthly basis. Times 12, times 20. It's 331,920. SSVEC is going to give us 96.5. So take 96.5 off of that. And you said our electricity cost was going to be
150, 175.
Okay, well, make it whatever you want to make.
175.
Make it 175. That costs us $60,420 right there. If you put it at 142,000, which is closer, then that's another 23,000 on top of that, that's 83,000.
Well, that makes more sense. So basically, if we had paid our electric for this amount for 20 years, let's go at a low rate, we have to add 80,000 to that.
Correct?
No. 80,000 added.
And it should come out the same way that, right? 230,000, which was right there. So,
yeah, so it's real simple. It really is. I mean, it's going to cost us 331,900,920,
and
we get to subtract off of that 96,500,000.
Right.
That
No, I got it right here. 245,420.
Why is it doing that?
It's you.
Okay, so that's 234.5, and then if you take, actually, you have to take this somewhere in the, if even if you took the 663, if I may.
Sure.
663 times 12 times 20, that's 159, okay? 159,120. If this is the price all the way through, that's what we would have paid. 159,120. Still 75,380. It costs us somewhere around 75,000. The reason is because we don't get that 30%.
No, but you have to subtract that from 150.
No. 150 is already in.
It's already been subtracted every day, every month, all the every way right time, here. All the way.
Well, here's what I've got here. I need to redo this thing with a line that shows what your annual, and I'm going to do it two ways. One, with it at one point, just the way this is. In other words, when I multiply this times 12, it's this times 12. It's that all the way down. Okay. When I got down to here, I didn't realize it, but they already did it down here for me. You see what I mean? It shows what it was. But when I add this all the way across, it comes to 148,000. You're going to spend approximately 150,000 for electricity in the next 20 years. That's all there is to it.
I understand that, but if you look at this, the 1383, we get to subtract off the 791, that's fine. We get to subtract off the 567, that's fine. It still leaves us with a negative 25 per month. So it's all done.
But right here, it's here. Then you go positive after that.
And it's all here.
Okay.
It's all right
but
there.
But then, so in other words, it has you at a break even point right here on the 12th year. Okay, 12th year, you're even.
Yeah. Right.
Somewhere in here,
no,
you're even.
No. It was right here where we were even on the between the 10th and 11th year, and then it became red.
You still had 7,000. You had 7,000 positive right here.
But it cost us 83.79. I know that. Right there.
So you're only 1,000 behind here, and then it starts going the other way. And
no,
here,
no, it doesn't, because this we're actually not that far. Because where this 1350 came from, I have no clue. But it should be 1383, so that should still be another $396 higher.
This 1383 didn't go across.
Yeah, the 1383 is
well,
not there.
Here's what happens on these other years. If you didn't have the solar, you're going to be paying the bill in here. And right now, when you take the, you're going to be paying a bill there of $1383 for the system. But if you don't do this, you're going to, you can subtract the 652. Okay. In other words, you're going to start paying 731.
I'll tell you what, Frank. You go back and you have that 1383 put back on this line all the way across.
I can do that.
And the program that you have here should automatically fill out the correct responses.
For some reason, it didn't fill this across, but the way I see it, this number is close. Because I'm coming up to where at the end of 20 years, you're going to spend $150,000, well, and you're not going to spend any money up to this point, and you're going to spend $69,000 up to this point.
Okay. Get that for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
so we're not going to have to pay anything for the unit when it goes in? You're saying we don't have to pay anything?
Yeah, we have to get a loan.
You have to get the loan. Okay.
Don't loans have to be paid back?
Yes. That's how this shows it. This shows the loan being paid back through here.
Mm-hmm.
All the way across.
Except it quits here, then it should go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But get that, and that'll clarify a lot.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay.
So, okay.
I will I'll take care of that right away.
Okay, thank you, Frank. I'm going to, it's 7 minutes after 5, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Okie dokie.
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you.
I needed to be at another meeting 5 minutes ago.